Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name is Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. As you know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hey, I'm Tara McDougall, and I just released over a week ago my first children's book called Jenny the Gia.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yes, yes. So I'm pretty excited. We've had a couple shout-outs from you already, and I've just been going around town the last like week and a half now doing events for my book.
That is so fun. Yeah, I have seen on 2 Minutes in the Mac we shouted you out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I saw that. That's an AI character. It's not me, so I don't actually watch every episode.
Oh, okay.
But I did see that you're putting this out, and that is so exciting. I didn't know you were the person I was chatting with today.
Yeah.
Okay, my wife and kid are going to be psyched about this.
Oh, yes, yes. I think I've seen her like a few things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So please tell me about this. Let's explain what this whole project is, please.
Okay, so this book, The Little Boy on the Front, is actually my son, Hunter, and the book started, this Cheeto on there was his stuffy, and literally we were like out of the playground one day and he's like, Mom, I want you to write me a book. And I was like, of course, I'll do anything for you.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting on the playground and I'm literally just kind of like writing notes because I'm bored at the playground. Then nothing really came of it. And then it was like a month later and he's like, when are you gonna write my book? And I was like, oh, you're serious? And I was like, you know what, why not? So I'm elementary school librarian, so I was like, yeah, I'm gonna write a book. So I told my husband, I was like, just say no, I'm writing a book.
Yeah.
And he was on board with it, so I was like, let's get it done. And here it is.
That is so cool. Everybody says they're gonna write a child's book, myself included, and nobody actually ever does it.
Yeah.
So congratulations to you for moving through here. So you wrote the book. How did you come up with the animation style? Like, what were you thinking in regards to the theme or the look you were going for?
I was going for like I wanted to do the cheetah cub come to life. I'm really into like mindfulness stuff and I like that kind of thing. So I wanted to incorporate that into it. So I just kind of tried to add all of that in. And then the illustrator, she actually lives in Portugal.
Okay.
She was the one that kind of like threw the fall theme in there and stuff like that. But I like just was like, this is what I want. These are some pictures. Like if you look on there's like a little map inside. It's like, you'll notice some, if you live up in Timberley area, there's like a random stage by a pond up there. That's in there. So stuff like that.
That is so fun. I'm buying this as soon as this is done.
Yeah.
This is so great. And so then when you went to make it actually into a book, like where and how did you find, because this is great quality, I love it. So
I did everything by myself. Like I did like editing all that stuff by myself. For the illustrator, I did try to find somebody local, little harder.
Yeah.
So they have like an app, it's called Fiverr, and you can find like freelance artists. So that's where I found her. And then as for like the book itself, I did everything on Amazon myself.
Okay.
Yeah. So as long as you do the research, like you research it, it really is like read all kinds and you can figure it out.
That's awesome. And so how long is this book out for now?
It came out on March 1st.
So
11 days.
11 days. Okay. Yeah. And how has the response been so far?
Within less than 2 days, I sold 100 copies.
What?
Yeah. So it's been really good. Yeah.
That's phenomenal. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's amazing.
So it's been good. And I did my yoga event with Yoga Solutions for like a public book launch on Saturday. I have the library. So, yeah.
Okay. And so what are your hopes for this? Like, are you, obviously you have a lot going on locally. Is this something that you're trying to share globally or one thing at a time?
It is available worldwide right now.
Okay.
Like, you can buy it from anywhere, Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, Foils, like it is available everywhere right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but like, I'm still Canada girl, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to Nova Scotia at the end of the month and spending 3 months there doing book stuff there. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
So what is the process to get it onto Barnes & Noble and then Amazon? Like, you're putting in the legwork behind the scenes. Like, do you get in contact with them? Do you email your stuff in? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, so like, again, just like did all the research, and there's like a site, it's called Ingram. It's where like libraries, Barnes and Noble, like chapters, like that type of stuff would go to purchase their book.
Right.
I actually didn't even know it was gonna go on Barnes and Noble. It was total fluke.
Yeah.
I've just been like Googling Jenny the Cheetah every day of my whole life for the last 11 days. You know, it needs to pop up.
Yeah.
And it just popped up one day. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it was a shock, but ultimately, yeah, it just like goes on. It's pretty much just like you put it on this, and this is who markets it to like the big stores.
That's so cool. Like that an independent person could just say, hey, I want my book to be on these legitimate areas.
Yeah, you put it in there and hope for the best, and I got the best.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Right on. So now, how, like, you're doing physical in-store showings of this, obviously here, and like you said, the library.
Yeah.
How are those been?
Great. Great. Yeah. Like, literally, like I said, I've been overwhelmed with the amount of support so far. I did my first school reading this morning, actually, so.
Cool. It's been good.
Yeah.
And are you an individual who has put themselves out there before in the spotlight, or is this your first venture?
No, this is the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really in the spotlight now.
Yeah, and what's your background initially?
So like you said, I'm a librarian, yeah, so that's, you know, I've read a few kids' books, but yeah, I wasn't that little girl that was like, I'm gonna write a kid's book. It just kind of happened, and here I am.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And what does your little guy think about it?
He loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He will show you, he'll be like, this is my favorite page. This is the best part.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably sick of hearing it, but he still pretends.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And if you see my little boy, this is literally what he looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a cool thing. It's just, I'm inspired by you.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I've wanted to do something like this for a very long time, and to see somebody actually, it's work. That's the thing. Like, what you just have accomplished is not easy by any stretch of the imagination. So, wow, very cool. I'm hyped about this. So, you're reading it at schools, you're reading it at the library, like, you're posting it online, like, the response across the board.
Mm-hmm. It's been great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, for the people who are watching this at home, if I wanted to go online and get this, like, what's the easiest way to get it? Like, is there a website I go to?
I do have a website, www.taramcdougallbooks.ca.
Yeah.
I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, Tara McDougall. You'll find me.
Okay.
You can Google me, you'll find me.
Yeah.
You can Google Jenny the Cheetah, you will find it. It's available on Amazon worldwide, and like I said, Barnes & Noble. It is available ebook only for like chapters and Indigo and stuff right now, but hopefully it'll...
Yeah. So cool.
In your corridor.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it here. You can buy it locally.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's cool that you got the ebook component on the go as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you covered all your bases, eh?
Yes.
Very cool. So as far as yourself and Fort McMurray, like you said, you didn't have any idea you're ever going to write a children's book. So what brought you here originally?
To Fort McMurray?
Yeah, outside of being like a now world famous artist.
Work. I worked up in camp for a while, and then, you know, same old girl story, met a boy.
Yeah.
Moved to Fort Mac, and now I have a husband and family, and that's where I am.
You transitioned from sight into being a librarian?
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, I did document control at the library, so I pretty much worked in the library at sight.
Yes.
Went to school, became the librarian, went to elementary school.
Yeah.
Yeah. What went from sight to elementary school, just totally different levels.
Very different work environment.
Yeah.
What got you involved in like looking into document running and being a librarian? What about words? What about books kind of like inspires or gets you going?
I've always loved books and reading. I read all the time, so I guess that's kind of As for the like document side of it, I don't know.
Yeah.
Girl needs work.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
What kind of books are you reading?
I read everything. Well, I have a book club. Actually, I run a book club in town that's been 9 years in June. Every month for 9 years in June. So we read a variety. Yeah.
How many books are you reading a year?
Right now? Kids books included or not included?
Yeah.
Kids books included a lot.
Yeah.
Not included, I'm not reading that much right now. No.
Not is like one book, two book?
Oh, way more than that.
Well, that counts as I'm reading.
I'm at least reading 12 because I read all the book club books every month.
I don't think I've read a full book since high school. So
weirdly enough, like in high school and like growing up and stuff, never read. Like, I was not a reader at all. Like, I wasn't into books. It wasn't my thing. And then I moved to Alberta after college and didn't know no one. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, well, I'm gonna start reading. I had a job, I worked night shift, and I just started reading, and now literally books are my life.
That's so awesome. Yeah. That's great. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we were out of time. But before I cut you loose, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay, I just want to first thank my husband because he totally, I tell him something, I was like, I'm going to do this, and he totally supported me on it. And I want to thank my son, Hunter, because he was the one that told me to write a book.
Yeah.
And hear it.
There we go. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.